How you guys doing? It's nice to see you guys.
So Les said he's going to sit down. He'll sit down and talk with you tonight about your practice routine. So what are you going to lobby for them, to them?
What you I'm going to lobby to get out there and try to be involved some. You know, to what extent, I don't know. We'll discuss that later. But, you know, I feel like I can participate a little bit.
You okay starting on the GUP list?
Say it again?
If they decide to put you on the GUP list, are you okay with that starting out?
You know, it's going to be their call. You know, we're going to discuss that tonight. And, you know, my main focus is just, you know, getting out there and trying to get myself ready. You know, so to be honest with you, I'm going to try to fight against it so I can get out there and be involved. But ultimately, I know these guys are going to do what's best for, you know, for this team.
How's the knee feel?
Knee feels great. Been working hard, you know, for this moment, you know, to get back out here and, you know, get the ball back rolling. I'm excited about where I'm at now. And the leg is feeling great.
I think the last time we talked to you, you were still getting back your cutting and some of your lateral movement stuff. Has that continued to progress? Has you been working out back in these?
Yeah, it has. You know, to be honest, I'm full go. I'm pretty much doing everything. You know, cutting, you know, running, jumping. You know, it's kind of different when you put pads on and you got guys diving at your legs and, you know, you're making these sudden cuts and you know, it's based off instincts, you know, of the instincts of the game. You know, so that aspect I really haven't had a lot, you know, to kind of practice with. You know, so that's really, you know, really what I want, to get a feel of, to get out there and, you know, get involved in that.
Has the knee absorbed any sort of contact at all, even like in simulation or drills or anything?
I've had a couple of, you know, slippage where I've slipped and, but no type of contact as far as guys, you know, hitting me in my leg or anything like that. Maybe a couple of bags swinging at the leg, but no full contact.
How tough, Adrian, would that be for you if you did start to practice tomorrow, though, for you to go slower or hold back? I mean, you just don't seem like a type of guy that's good about pulling back the reins. Mm-hmm. I mean, could you see that, them starting you on the pup just to sort of protect yourself from yourself?
Could I see that?
Because you don't go 75%. It's not your makeup.
You know, a little bit, but, you know, ultimately, whether I'm on the pup or not, you know, if I'm out there with the guys and I'm able to participate, I'm going to be working hard. And, you know, if I'm on my own with Eric Sugarman working out and training, I'm going to be going hard regardless. So, either way, I'll be getting some good work in.
How excited are you for this to finally start?
I'm excited. I don't think I really felt it until I came up this hill right here, you know, and you know, had Kristen and some of the other guys, you know, behind me. And, you know, it was just like, bam, you know, we're back here. You know, just to start the season again, you know, this offseason been a journey for me, you know, a roller coaster, and I've had my ups and downs, but, you know, now training camp is back around, the season is about to kick off, and, you know, it's time to, you know, to get back out there and, you know, show my teammates what, you know, what I'm able to do after this injury and, you know, come back and just be more productive than I've been in the past years. So I'm excited. A little bit, you know. I can say my own teammate Chad Greenway. You know, he gave me a lot of pointers and, you know, what to expect, you know, with this process or whatnot. So I was able to take some of the things that he shared with me, and kind of use those things to kind of, you know, stay motivated and, you know, and stay positive about, you know, the situation I was in at the time. But outside of him, you know, I'm kind of headstrong, you know, so, you know, you got so many different opinions, and a lot of it is not what I like to hear. I like to focus on, you know, my positive mind and you know, how I see things, you know, happening. And, you know, I feel like so far I've did pretty good with that thought process.
Adrian, at this point, it looks like unless the case is dismissed, you would probably have to fly back to Houston for a day.
It's a possibility, you know, but, you know, something I'm letting my attorney handle. And, you know, I'll know when that time comes around, you know. So hopefully it gets dismissed.
Hey, during your minicamp, you said you didn't feel like yourself. So now what are you looking for? Do you have a benchmark or a certain goal where you're here at training camp and you'll know I'm back to myself? Because it's a different level.
I think that's all a part of just getting involved and getting out there and being active and actually going through the football, just going through football. You know, it's like I say, it's easy to go out and do sprints to do change of directions and cutting drills, but it's nothing like putting the pads on and actually, you know, really going through the motion, you know. So I feel like that's the only thing that I'm missing right now, to be like, I know I can do it, you know, but just to get out there and do it, you know, I think that'll help me a lot with, you know, just where I'm at and just mindset-wise and just feeling more comfortable.
Adrian, what's it been like going through the legal situation back home?
It's been pretty laid back, to be honest. You know, I'm really, situation is what it is. You know, I haven't lost any sleep or anything over it. You know, I know in due time, you know, things will get handled and justice will be served. You know, it was an unfortunate situation, but, you know, I feel like everything will work itself out.
What's your level of confidence that you will be acquitted or that the charge will be dropped?
Repeat it 200%. I'm confident, man. You know, wrong is wrong and right is right. And, you know, I did nothing wrong in this situation. And ultimately, you know, that'll be shown.
Were you ever worried about your knee during that incident?
No. My knee was the last thing I was worried about. I was worried about my face.
A couple more questions.
How's your face?
Feeling good. Say it again.
Can you talk about the importance of getting Matt Cleal at the beginning of camp on the left side of the line, how that's going to help you out?
It's very important, you know, not only for me, but, you know, I think more so for Christian. You know, that's a guy that we really depended on this year to come through and step up and, you know, take charge and take leadership of this team. And, you know, he's going to feel comfortable back there having that big guy, you know, Matt Cleal on the left side, protecting him and, you know, giving him time to do his thing. You know, so, you know, for me, you know, it's just an added bonus to have him on there. And I'm excited about him. I'm excited to see him out here in pads and you know, see how dirty he can get.
Adrian, last question.
Some of the injuries that you got through before, you know, how has that kind of helped you get, you know, battle back through this?
Some of the injuries?
Yeah, some of the things maybe that you've gone through prior to this last year.
I guess you can just say just the challenge of getting through it, you know, because you go through so many different emotions, you know, you're up and you're down, you know, you're doubting yourself, then you're back positive, and then you get to the point where, you know, you ultimately accomplish what you set forth, and that's getting back healthy and getting back 100% and even better, you know. So I can say in that sense, you know, some of the previous injuries have, you know, gave me a better outlook on attacking this, you know, and that's what I've done. I've stayed focused. You know, like I said, there's been time where I was like, man, you know, this sucks, and I doubt it. But ultimately, I know who to come back to, who to turn to, and who to believe in, just how faith. You know, you see on my earphones, say Faith Walker, you know. So I walk by faith, man. I have faith in that I'll be ready to play the first week of the regular season. And, you know, I feel like that's what it's going to be.
So in some ways, is this last camp question. Almost a relief for you than some in the past, because you've been, you know, just having to do rehab over and over for 7 to 8 months?
Say again, please.
Is this camp maybe more of a relief for you or an escape than maybe in camps in the past, just because you've been rehabbing so much and been focused on that for 8 months? Now you can finally see a field, be with teammates, and do all that.
Relief? I don't know. I kind of been anticipating, you know, getting here, you know, even though, like I said, I didn't feel that until I got up here. But... you know, when you have an injury like this, ACL, man, and especially in my position, you got so many people saying this, so many people saying that, and, you know, just challenges that you have with yourself, you know, you're something you think about, you know, I'm going to come back better, you know, than people are saying, and better than ever, you know. So, you know, coming here, you know, it feels good just to be around the guys and to be around everyone that's been supporting me through this process. And, you know, even more importantly, it's going to feel good to be able to get out there and, you know, participate, you know, and do some things with these guys. So I'm just excited to be here, and I'm excited to get things going.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.